Blackstone Audio presents The Writing Life by Annie Dillard. For Bob. The Writing Life. No one suspects the days to be gods. Emerson. Chapter 1. Do not hurry, do not rest. Goethe. When you write, you lay out a line of words. The line of words is a miner's pick, a woodcarver's gouge, a surgeon's probe. You wield it, and it digs a path you follow. Soon you find yourself deep in new territory. Is it a dead end, or have you located the real subject? You will know tomorrow, or this time next year. You make the path boldly and follow it fearfully. You go where the path leads. At the end of the path, you find a box canyon. You hammer out reports, dispatch bulletins. The writing is changed in your hands, and in a twinkling, from an expression of your notions to an epistemological tool. The new place interests you because it is not clear. You attend. In your humility, you lay down the words carefully, watching all the angles. Now the earlier writing looks soft and careless. Process is nothing. Erase your tracks. The path is not the work. I hope your tracks have grown over. I hope birds ate the crumbs. I hope you will toss it all and not look back. The line of words is a hammer. You hammer against the walls of your house. You tap the walls lightly everywhere. After giving many years' attention to these things, you know what to listen for. Some of the walls are bearing walls.